This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Tonight in Manhattan, Barry Bonds will meet with his fans for what's billed as the ultimate event. Baseball fans will interact with Bonds over cocktails, get an autograph, all for the low price of $7,500. 80% of the tickets have been sold, even as Bonds last week admitted to a grand jury that he used substances that evidence indicates are steroids. Day to Day's Mike Pesca tried to get inside the minds of the fans who see a pile of evidence linking Bond to steroids and still say not guilty. Here's Mike's report.
Like a lot of my friends, Aaron Zimmerman is a big sports fan. Unlike the rest of them, though, he teaches philosophy at UC Santa Barbara. Aaron's specialty is epistemology, how we know what we know, which fits perfectly in with the topic we were discussing at a sports bar the other night, Barry Bonds and steroids. I'd noticed that while some people had decided years ago, without a lot of evidence, that Bonds was taking steroids, you have a surprising number of fans who, now that there is a lot of evidence, bend over backwards to absolve him of all wrongdoing. I played Ask an Epistemologist and put it to Aaron, which way of thinking makes more sense?
No, I think they're both epistemic vices, jumping to conclusions and being overly skeptical. Both are epistemic vices. They're two sides of the coin.
I'd been wondering about the Bonds apologists because I had just done an interview with a baseball historian named Bill Jenkinson, who provides strong circumstantial evidence that Bonds was on something. Jenkinson researches what he calls tape measure home runs, the longest long balls in baseball history. He found that prior to 2000, without a significant tailwind, Bonds had never hit a home run of over 450 feet. But in 2000, when the steroid use is alleged to have started, and when Bonds turned 36, he began hitting them at a regular clip. Jenkinson says that simply doesn't happen.
Great distance hitters tended to peak for distance, not the number of home runs necessarily, but they tended to peak at around age 25 or 26 for the optimum distance of their batted balls. And there were really no significant exceptions to that. A few guys arrived maybe a few years later in their late 20s, but that was the established pattern, and it had been that way for over 100 years.
The number of home runs a player hits depends on a lot of things, like patience at the plate or knowledge of opposing pitchers. But Jenkinson's research is so interesting because it isolates strength. So you add up Jenkinson's findings, all the records Bonds has set, Bonds' grand jury testimony, Bonds' physical appearance, and still people say, well, I don't believe Barry Bonds cheated. Zimmerman says Bonds' status as a public figure affects that belief.
I think the stakes are raised in a case like Bonds's because the person, his well-being really does hinge upon his not having his reputation sullied, and that's something that will happen if people start to accuse him of steroid abuse.
If we decide Bonds did steroids, we don't just damage him, says Christopher Stone, a professor of philosophy and law at USC. In a way, we damage ourselves. We compromise our own judgment for having ever marveled at Bonds, or maybe for even thinking of baseball itself as something that deserves our attention. Belief in the legitimacy of Bonds' accomplishments isn't easily torn away. There's connective tissue that goes with that belief. Stone says what we know, or think we know to be true, is the sum total of these connected beliefs.
If someone says Barry Bonds is a ne'er-do-well, you're calling into doubt records, the testimony of your own eyes when you've seen this guy hit a long ball, the occasions of applause that are part of our being, that are really close to the core of our being. And these beliefs that are close to our core are very hard to dislodge. We set up barriers to preserve them intact.
For the record, Stone thinks Bonds took steroids, but he wants to withhold judgment on the issue of if he really knew what he was taking. Zimmerman believes Bonds took steroids and cites the philosophical principle of culpable ignorance, which says that even if Bonds didn't know what he was taking, he should have and therefore bears responsibility. Baseball researcher Jenkinson says Bonds supporters are simply starry-eyed.
To me, emotional agenda is the great compromiser of intellectual acumen.
But maybe Jenkinson isn't being the clear-eyed seer of truth as much as he's indulging in a belief of his own. Jenkinson happens to be a Ruthian, so the more his own evidence damns Bonds, the better the babe looks. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.